Good morning and welcome to Friday. You're listening to the 8 o'clock block with Boss Services. Boss Services raising the standard for just about anything in your home, from heating, air conditioning, bathroom upgrades, windows. And to tell us more, we have a special surprise this morning. Along with Jeff Street, we have Jerry Street this morning. And I can just hear the audience clapping in the background because Jerry's here. So we
just hold it down. Hold it down.
Yeah, let's not say it's a special treat.
Yeah, don't make it seem.
Let's not imply that it's something great happening here. This is probably going to be a radio low. So,
hey, this morning you wanted to talk about geothermal units, and for those who don't have a clue about what that is, maybe you guys can describe it.
Yeah, so going into the AC season is the time to talk about how we can air condition your house and what the options are out there. And one of the options that's been very popular over the last few years is geothermal heating and cooling. So the benefit to geothermal is it's so efficient of a concept that you're virtually getting free air conditioning. And so, again, going into the summer months, it's a really good topic of conversation as your existing AC might be aging, to kind of talk about geothermal as an option.
Okay. What does that involve?
Yeah. So we have a few geo options, but today what we would like to talk about is the Well Connect option. So Well Connect is a company right here in Michigan. It's in Alpena, Michigan, and they make a product called Well Connect. Well Connect is a geothermal unit that can hook to your existing furnace, and it supplies 100% of your air conditioning needs, and then typically about 80% of your heating needs, making your existing furnace a backup to the new geothermal solution.
Okay, how does that work in the house? Does anything need to be changed in the house?
Well, you know, there are some conditions that make this application better. So one of the requirements that you're going to need to have is you'll need to be on a well. You're not going to want to be on city water. You're going to want to have a well. And then if you're burning fuel oil, or if you're burning propane, or if you have an all electric house, this geothermal system is going to save you about 50% on your utility costs.
Wow.
Depending on the scenario. Yeah. So it's a really big upgrade, but those two requirements you're going to want to meet is you're going to want to have an existing well for us to hook to, and then be using one of those three high cost fuel sources.
Okay. Is this a really expensive upgrade or not so much?
Well, I mean, so when you factor it, so it costs more money than a conventional air conditioner. It does cost more upfront money. When you finance that over 5 years and then take into consideration the fuel costs that you're going to save, it almost pays for itself.
Oh. And the Well Connect system has a longer life expectancy than a normal air conditioner too. So yeah, the bigger upfront investment, but the longer lifespan and lower cost, definitely for that.
Okay, so one does not have a traditional air conditioner like the unit outdoors. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and that's really the beauty of this. As this unit sits inside by your furnace, we remove your outside condenser, so you don't have that anymore. You don't have that to clean or maintain. You're not worried about cottonwood anymore. And it's, like I say, it's protected in your basement, which is what helps it last longer than a conventional AC.
Okay, so there isn't anything that sits outdoors then?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we totally clean that out of there.
Wow, I imagine that's pretty quiet too.
Yep, exactly. Yep, definitely. And no more mowing around it and bumping into it with the mower and, like I say, cleaning the cottonwood out and all that stuff.
You know, one of the great things about these, we went up to the factory and we met with the team up there that's making them. And when we install one of these, they have a client portal that you can log into, a website, and it shows you real time how much it's ran. And when you put in your cost for your propane, your fuel oil, whatever your fuel source is, your electricity, it shows you how much money you've saved. Like it quantifies your savings in real dollars on their portal in real time. We were up there in the middle of winter 2 years ago, and you know, it was freezing temps, snowstorms, all that. And they had furnaces in Northern Michigan that were turning on, you know, once or twice a day, because this was providing all of their, you know, the majority of the heat they needed to heat their homes. And then it was providing all of their air conditioning in the summer. So it's a pretty great system.
How does the heating work with that?
Magic.
It's got to be magic. Spencer, we're going to call it magic today, because to go into the engineering of it is kind of insane. But it essentially works like a heat pump would that would sit outside, but it's water cooled instead of air cooled, so it can sit inside the house. But look, as far as using it, you just turn your thermostat to heat, and it works. It's magic.
Oh, okay, all right. So you're not talking about hot water heat.
Right. It is still forced air. Yep. Just like your conventional furnace would be. It just works in conjunction with your existing ductwork.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a pretty decent idea.
It's not bad.
So have you guys put a lot of those in around the area?
Yeah. So we've put a few of them in. And if Jeff and I didn't already have other brand new solutions in our homes, we'd be using this thing as well, because it is it's one of the cooler ideas out there.
I bet, yeah. Jeff was glad to get rid of that coal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so I have been going back and forth on I'm putting one in to my basement also, because there's a couple options. You can tie it into your existing ductwork, or in my case, where I have a finished basement, but I don't have any heating or cooling options down there yet, I can either do a ductless system, which was in the plans, or they have a standalone unit that will just, you know, work basically for that space. But without ductwork, it is a little bit harder to spread it throughout a larger area. So kind of going back and forth on which one I want to go with.
Okay. How about maintenance? Is maintenance any different or more often or less often, or is it about the same as a traditional unit?
Yeah. So maintenance is going to be more in line with like what a furnace would be rather than an air conditioner, because it is inside the home. Again, you're not cleaning the condenser. You're not worried about cottonwood and all that stuff. So you're just keeping the air filter clean. And then every couple of years, we flush the water side, kind of like a tankless water heater. Where you would just flush the coil out with a coil cleaner. And that's about it. I mean, other than that, like you say, it ties into your existing thermostat, your existing ductwork, and it just works its magic. And again, one of the things that we really like about this product, it is Michigan made. We've met the owners of the company, and it's just a really well-run organization. And we like to really support Michigan companies.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds very interesting. And how would people find out more about that? Go to the Boss website, or?
Yeah, thebossservices.com. We do have a page on there dedicated to Well Connect or hybrid geothermal units, whatever you want to call it. Or, I mean, you can also Google Well Connect and it'll bring you to their page, and you can read all about it directly from the people that know.
All right. So for more information, you go to thebossservices.com. Or you can call. And what is that number again?
269-468-6682.
All righty. And you guys want to, before we run out of time here, one of you or both of you want to go through all the services that Boss offers at this time?
Yeah, we're doing heating, cooling, plumbing, one-day bathroom solutions, window upgrades, whole home generators, drain cleaning, water heaters, indoor air quality, water quality. We can keep going and going and going. But yeah, if you need it, we might do it.
Great. Spencer, we'll walk your dog, Spencer.
Spencer will walk your dog. Oh, sorry. Jerry said, we'll walk your dog. I thought you were going to walk their dog.
A couple more years, somebody might have to walk me. Well, that's good to hear. And I want to say that I am going ahead with the water filtration with my well water. And Jeff and the staff and your plumber I forgot his name. Is that Tyler?
Tyler, yep.
Tyler was very, very knowledgeable and tested my water for me and wound up with medium to very hard water. On our website, at the radio station website, to add the fact in capital letters that Jerry is here with us to for this podcast, because that always brings in a lot more people.
Yeah, just really crowds coming in. Ratings are slight.
Sorry for the trouble.
All right. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate the knowledge. And I learn something every single week from you guys. And I'm sure the listeners do, too.
Hey, thanks, Spencer.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.